And now this is a decision for William Conn, C-O-N-N, February 1342. Address as a letter to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, 583-1914. Dear Nikki, follow-up for Mr. Conn, chronic kidney disease and biventricular heart failure, last visit April. Comes accompanied with wife, endovascular tricuspid valve repair was done at Henry Ford without complications. Presently, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, some frequency, no infection, cloudiness of blood, has not required any oxygen, stable dyspnea, denies orthopnea PND, uses EPA machine, other review system done being negative. Medication list review, I will highlight the Eliquis, Coric, Plavix, Demadex. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Today weight up 186, wife says that he is eating better now. No pleural effusion, respiratory distress, increases one from the tricuspid valve repair. No pericardial wrap, ascites or tenderness, no major edema. He looks still frail, some degree of muscle wasting. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine at 2.7, GFR22 stage 4, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, anemia 9.7. He just received EPO. A minor low platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4. No immediate indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, associated biventricular failure. However, edema and ascites appears improved. Recent tricuspid valve endovascular repair, has ischemic cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction and prior bypass surgery, anemia without external bleeding. He, however, is anticoagulated. We will update iron studies and retics. Potential intravenous iron EPO treatment. No documented obstruction urinary retention. There has been no activity in the urine for vasculitis, glomerulonephritis. Continue to monitor for potential dialysis. End of dictation.